Oh, a sound of great things I have in me, the burning by God.
Hallelujah. When the servant of God Moses died, it was time for Joshua to take the people to where God wants them to be. Hallelujah. And as God's first prescription to incoming leader, the first prescription that God gives Joshua is his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to verse 1. Put verse 1 there. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Hallelujah. First. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this, to the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread up, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Amen. Next verse. From the wilderness and this living unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong. Yesterday, chapter 1 was my quiet time. And I was just reading how God was telling Moses, telling Joshua sweet things. And, oh, you are going to take over this, and no man will be before thee, this and that, and this and that. And then he comes to tell the guy, be strong. Hallelujah. Anyway, that's not for you. So be so good courage. For unto these people that shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. So if Joshua is going to prosper, it's going to be dependent on God in him. Hallelujah. It's going to be dependent on how much of the word he pays attention to. Praise the name of the Lord. It tells you that the success of a child of God is not found in schools. It's found in the word. It's not found in seminars. It's found in the word of God. A critical attention to the word of God produces prosperity that is engineered by God. Hallelujah. Are we together in this place? When you give your mind to God's word, prosper. When you give your life to the word of God, you prosper. When you give your attention to the word of God, you prosper. Hallelujah. So he says that, take heed to the law which Moses gave you, and you will prosper. Look at what he said. You will prosper whithersoever thou goest. Oh my Jesus. Hallelujah. Ha ha. Put a different version there. Maybe the whithersoever is something. The whithersoever means wherever you go. There is something that can protect you wherever you are. Look at that. It says, only be strong and courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. You do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Tell someone, wherever you go. I need to say it. I say, tell someone, say, wherever you go. So he's, when you take attention, or when you pay attention to the word of God or to the law, what the law here is not talking about the Ten Commandments. I believe you know that. All right. He's talking about the words that come from God. Says when you pay attention to it, you will pass wherever you go. So it does not matter where your location is. Hallelujah. The word of make a success out of you. I'm a success. Hallelujah. Yeah, God's word will make a success out of you. Why do we spend time studying the Bible? This, whithersoever you go, you prosper. It means that not, you will not be a liability to anyone. You will not be a burden to anyone. The word of God has the power and the potency to make you into becomes. Hallelujah. So now, then let's go to the next verse where the emphasis on is on. Then it says that this book of the law, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Why is this book of the law not going to depart out of the mouth? Because when you pay attention to it, it will make you succeed. And you see, he was talking to a leader. So he's saying that the word of God is able to make you a successful. Hallelujah. Because he's talking to someone who is carrying a whole nation, over 6 million people or so, to a land. Okay, not 6 million because some of them have died. And he's telling them that to carry these people to what you need is the word. Hallelujah. To move your life from one stage to the other, what you need is the word. As you pay attention to God's word, what happens? Success is born out of you. Hallelujah. You are able to go and prosper in any land. Praise the name of the Lord. Prosperity definitely is not talking about money. He's talking about being successful as a leader. Hallelujah. Or being successful as a person. It's first of all the word. Praise the name of the Lord. Then he says that, but thou shalt meditate there in day and night, so that you'll be able to do. I can spend a lot of time on that. But thou shalt meditate there in day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. The doing of, you know that the Bible says that we should not be hearers of the word only, but doers of the word. How do you do the word? People say doing the word is practicing the word. But you cannot hear the word today and go and do it. Except it's an instruction. I would together, like I tell you, you heal the sick, blah, blah, blah. So as you are going home, find 5 people who are sick and heal them and bring their testimony. But here he's saying that when you meditate day in the word, day and night, what happens is that you will be able to do. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That the doing of the word is a product of your meditation in the word. So if you visit the Bible once a while, you keep the word. Are you here with me, everybody?
Yes, sir.
So that's why it tells you Bible study is a consistent thing. It do for the rest of your life. Because in the meditation of the word is, or the resultant effect of the meditation of the word is what? Is your ability to perform the word. Praise the name of the Lord. The word is there for doing. All right? But between the doing, between that doing, I mean, in between the doing is meditation. It says you meditate, and I've explained the word meditate. It means to ponder. You constantly be thinking about the word. It's amazing. You know, when reading this, this thing came to mind that we've been deceived. Many of the technological advancement is just to distract us from God. And if you don't become very wise, you go away. See how addictive social media is. You can be there the whole day with your laughter. You can laugh from morning to evening. You do that throughout. But the Bible says that your pondering should be on the word. And you see, it doesn't take 10 minutes to meditate. That's why you can't meditate in quiet time. Of course, we call it meditation, But real meditation goes beyond that. Because meditation is to ponder on the word till the word becomes a part of you. So meditation actually is a work. Are we together in this place? So your mind is on the word consistently. Who says it is in that meditation day and night that brings the ability to perform the word? When you behold the word for a longer time, you receive the, you know, the ability to do the word. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm a champion forever.
I'm a champion forever.
Come on, say that again. Say, I'm a champion forever.
I'm a champion forever.
One more time. I'm a champion forever.
I'm a champion forever.
Say, I carry the ability
of God
to perform his word.
Perform
yeah.
His
word. So consistently beholding, because you see, there is a principle of beholding and becoming. The Bible says that as we see him, we become. As we look, we become. That principle was started by Jacob. Hallelujah. When he had a demon to have all the specked animals to himself. And none of the animals were specked. So he would just go and cut a very long stick, speck the stick, and put it where the animals will come and eat, and then they will mate. So as they eat and mate and they see the speck, this thing, the children that are born are exactly what he saw. It means that the byproduct, what you see, the byproduct of what you see is what you see. What I mean is that when you behold this light, you give birth to this light. When you give birth, when you behold this light, you produce this light. So if you open the word and you behold a miracle working Jesus, what's going to happen? You are going to give birth to miracles. As you behold the word, you behold in the word. Hallelujah. The victory of Christ. That's what's going to happen to you. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll call it, we'll say that it's very difficult because you can't do it. You can't do this in one day. And it will begin to produce. And you see, like we said the other time, when we look into the word, we behold the glory of God. Mean we look in the word, we see us. The principle of becoming. And then the Bible says, ask, go there, 3:18, Second Corinthians. We'll come back to this. But we all with open face, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same. It's amazing. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Did you look in the mirror today? How would you have lipstick your mouth? So you looked and you were lipsticking. But yet the Bible, and you saw yourself, right? The Bible says when we look in the mirror, we see the glory of God. So we see us. And we are changed into Makata. We are changed into that same image. So as we behold in the word, and we see ourselves, a change from within into what we are seeing in the world. Man. No, what glory? What was the image in the world? What image does the word of God bring? Hallelujah. So when you open the Bible and you see the victories of the Lord, it is for you to be changed into Kekabata. Hallelujah. It's for you to be changed into that same image. You read and you see the character of Christ. It's for you to be changed into that same image. So the word of God does not end with knowledge. It ends with an image. It ends with a becoming. Hallelujah. I'm not a Christian to go to church. I'm a Christian to become.
Sir.
Can we heal like Jesus healed? Can we raise the dead like Jesus raised? Hallelujah. Can we walk on the water? Jesus walked. The Bible says it's possible. We are changed as we behold. We are changed into, not into a pseudo image, not into something that looks like the image. The same image. Ask somebody, what do you see in the word? What you see is what you become. See in the word is what you become. If you see a weak and broken God and broken life in the Bible, that's what you become. But if you behold the country of God, that's what you become. You pick up the book of Acts. I like that book just because of the name. The Acts of the Apostles. That's actually the full name. It's not just the Acts chapter 1 verse. That thing is like for kindergarten people. It's actually the Acts of the Apostles. So when you are quoting, say Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, so that you will know that we are talking about what some people who beheld the image, what they did. The Acts of the Apostles. Glory to God. That's nice. You read Acts chapter 3. Go to Acts chapter 3. Man, I have to teach something here. Relax, it'll be fine. Acts 3:1. Now, Peter, who is an apostle, and John, who is an apostle. So these apostles, we are going to see their acts. The Bible says Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Verse 2. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb. When I read these things, I really take critical notice of some of the choice of words. A certain man, so the word man. And you cannot be a man until you are 30 years and above. 27, you are still a young adult. You are like a boy or like somebody who has crossed teenager. All of you 22, 24, 28, you've not started becoming human beings yet. You are still forming. 26, 29. At least 29 is so fine. I didn't know that they would hate me like that. So a certain man, meaning that this guy is 30 and above. From his mother's womb. So he was a cripple from his mother's womb. How many of you have ever seen somebody who is born crippled? How do they look? How does their legs look? It looks some way. The leg is some way. Sometimes it's like, so sometimes they even sit on the leg. So that miracle was a serious miracle. You are going to talk about the, you are talking about bones, you are talking about ligament, and you are talking about the Gregor, you know Gregor. Yeah, the cartilage. All of those things were dead. Praise the name of the Lord. Dead, right from his mother's womb. And he was born, and he was not same day. Maybe, let's say, around 35 or 40 years. 40 years of not being able to walk. I'm still talking about the Acts of the Apostles. And these guys were just going to pray. They were not going to say that they had prepared.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. They were just going to pray. Like, take for it. Like we say, we are praying at church at 10 every day. So in one of the prayer, they were just walking from home. And then they came and there was a cripple at the gate of the church. You see, I really believe that they had been going, but the man had never stopped them to ask them anything. Because, so the Bible said, they led the man to daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Let's go. So, this particular time, the man made a fortunate mistake. And the fortunate mistake was that this time, You know, sometimes when you are entering a church, and when they are going, so maybe Peter and John, all these one were in the middle, and the man will not see them, and they are going. But this particular time, we don't know what happened. There were only two coming. Either they came earlier or they were coming late. So they were not among of the thronging people. So the man saw them and said, oh, how far? Ask alms. You know, like how the people ask alms on the road. Next verse. My God. See, cripples from birth can walk. Yeah. It is a lie for the doctors to say that we can't, it can never, you can never walk again. They will tell you now, they will tell the person to go and see psychologists for something. Now they'll be telling you, oh, we are very sorry about the accident and what I've done and all that. But amazingly, all your veins and this one connecting to that and this one connects to the spinal cord, I thought you can't walk again and all of that. Not when such a person meets Jesus. Hallelujah. This one right from birth. And then seeing his eyes upon him, when John said, look on us. Peter says, look on us. You don't get it. I like it. Look on us. Behold us. Behold the walking look on us. Something more than money. Silver and gold I don't have. My Jesus. My God. Oh, hallelujah. Look on us. Come on, say, I work miracles.
I work miracles.
No, some of you are not in this place at all. I work miracles.
I work miracles.
My hands are anointed.
That's what I see in the word.
Hallelujah. You know, when you go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. We'll come back here. Relax. Put your hands here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Go to that. Next verse. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the sword. Next verse. He restored my soul. Next verse. Next verse. Thou anointest my head with oil. I'll preach this scripture to you maybe in the years to come. When he says you anoint my head, he's talking about, you know, this guy was a shepherd. So to prevent insects from sticking into the, what's that thing called? Is it wool or fur? Whatever it is, because when the insect get in, they are able to, they will be biting. So what the shepherd will do is that they will put, smear the sheep with oil, especially the head. All right? And that is to mine. I'm anointed. When that happens, no insect can come in because this thing is very slippery for them. So that's what he's talking about. And he does that. In fact, and here he says that you anoint my head, not with pepper, with oil. And anointing, you see, the idea of the anointing, come on here, I'm not going to talk about that, but the idea of the anointing, won't have gone to Exodus, but the idea of the anointing was to provide a glistening effect, a shining effect. So in the midst of many people or in the midst of many things, that which is anointed will stand out. Are we together in this place? That's the whole thing about the anointing. It's like, because you see, like we are all here and then one person is chosen and oil is around the person. The person begins to shine in the midst of the people. That's the whole thing about the anointing. To shine, and to shine is not just about the shine. To shine means to do things that the kapaya, that the people there will see that it is this who did that. It simply means to do things out of the normal, to do things out of the common, to be able to perform uncommon things. to be able to receive uncovered. I heal the sick. And you see, to lay hands on somebody without administering any injection whatsoever, miracle. Somebody cannot walk, and you just say words, and you lift the person, and the person is walking. It's a miracle. I'm anointed, brothers and sisters. I said, I'm anointed. Yeah, I'm anointed. Glory to God. Yeah. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. He anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who are doing good? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. People of God, we carry something. We carry something. We are anointed. So these guys were going to pray. And then he said, look on silver and gold I don't have. But, my God, but such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Read that. Rise up and walk. Glory to God. Rise up and walk. They didn't carry any injection. They didn't carry, but say, rise up. So as you read, no, let's go to the next verse because that place is very important. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and bones received strength. Praise the name of the Lord. So when you read the Acts of the Apostles, it talks act of certain people. Certain people. And why did God allow it to be documented, put together in the Bible? So that you will become. So it will not be like, oh, Peter and John were moving. It can be, oh, maybe Lena and Rabbi were going to pray. And they come with a testimony. Let's read the whole story. Let's continue. Next verse. Verse 8. And the one who had for 40 or something years, or 40 something, the Bible says, and he leaping up, stood and walked. Malabashata. And the place he was always seeing them having service, but he couldn't get in there. This time round, he walked Mataba, thinking how the feeling is going to be. That somewhere at the entrance of the gate, the person will always hear them doing praises and worship, and he can always sing some. He knows all the song. He's heard all the messages and all of, but he's never been before. But this man walked in the room with his testimony. Come on here, come on. Shabba-ba-ba-ya. And he entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Hallelujah. Shabba-ba-ba-ba-ya. Glory. I believe in miracles. I said, I believe. Praising God, leaping. He the Bible says, listen, walking and leaping, saying hallelujah. Pray. You know, he's talking about something. Walking and leaping. On he wants to be sure that he's still walking. Sit down for a minute. I don't know which man of God, but I've forgotten. He said that he prayed for somebody who couldn't walk. And the person walked, said he will not sleep that night. He does not want to sleep and wake up that he's not walking. I heal the sick. This is my image. Yeah. Come on. I said, this is my image. Next verse, verse 9. Let's go to verse 9. And all the people saw him praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the building of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch. It's called Solomon's, greatly wondering. I like what Paul said in Romans 15. The death of the spirit. Hallelujah. The people were wondering, what? And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac, and he sees the opportunity to preach. All right. The God of our father had glorified his son Jesus. Hallelujah. I thought I would hear hallelujah there. Glorified his son Jesus. Whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Peter really was hurt. And he was really carrying bitterness. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer granted unto you in the same city. Next verse. And killed the Prince of Life. This is one of the things I don't joke with. The word prince there is the author. You killed the author of life who God had raised from the dead. I don't have Christians in this place.
Hallelujah!
Whereof we are witnesses. Next verse. And look at that. He says, and his name. And his name. Through faith in him. My, hallelujah. Have made this man strong. His name. And through faith in his name. No Muslim can ever say this. And hey, through faith in his name. Hallelujah. And his name. Through faith in his name. Hallelujah. Woo. Name. Through faith in his name. I like that statement. So it says, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this strong. Are you here with me, somebody? There's something that makes men strong. His name, through faith in his name. There's something that makes the lame to walk. His name, through faith in his name. Listen, you don't get what I'm saying. The guy said, it's not because we fasted and prayed.
No,
it's not because we didn't do it by our own holiness. He says, his name, as long as the name of Jesus remains, there are the possibilities of outstanding miracles. And his name, through faith in his name. Glory to God. Sit down for 2 seconds. Woo. And his name. And his name. Give 2 people a high five. Tell them in his name. Through faith in his name. And his name. Through faith in his name. Underline that if the Bible is yours. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. You see and know. The faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness. Just speak in tongues for 2 seconds. Come on, speak in tongues like you mean. Just do a little bit of meditation right here. What we can do with his name. what men can receive through faith in his name. Come on. Through faith in his name. What can we do with his name? What can men receive through faith? Miraculous possibilities in his name. Miraculous possibilities in his name. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And his name, through faith, has made this man strong. That same certain man that couldn't walk, it's the same man. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see. And yeah, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness. I can preach on just that verse for a very long time. Perfect soundness in the presence of you all. It's like he's never walked before, so he start walking like this. I thank God at least I can. Perfect soundness. Hallelujah. Go to the next verse. Then we can go back to the seeing and looking and watching. And now, brethren, I would that through ignorance you did it, as did also your father. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. So he kept on preaching and preaching and preaching. Hallelujah. When you watch the Acts of the Apostles, what I mean by watch, as you meditate, the Bible says that you will be able to do. You will be able to do. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, you'll be able to do. One more time, you'll be able to do. Hallelujah. Yeah. Go to Acts 8. Act 8. Ooh, hallelujah. Act chapter number 8. The Act of the Apostles, chapter number 8. Hallelujah. Let's begin from verse 4. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Next verse. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people would give heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles he did. The people with one accord gave attention to those things which Philip was speaking about, hearing and seeing. So some of them heard that some miracles are going on, and others saw it. You go to Mark chapter number 5. Mark 5. And they came over onto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately came out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not even with chains. It was a serious case. Because that he had been often bound with this and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. That's how far the devil can make a person destroy himself. The person is smoking shisha and he's still smiling. I don't know where we're coming from. We're coming from somewhere. A young girl smoking weed on the street. On TV, bad boy, and he's saying, the devil is a bastard. Crying and cutting himself with stones. Can you imagine? You pick a stone and you start cutting yourself. How does it feel? I was dealing with a case and the lady says that I like to smell my blood. Yeah. So some make incision and begin to lick. He begins to lick the blood. Yeah. The devil is taking people through serious things. No one, she cuts herself and then she's and lick the blood. I feel okay, then I sleep. A young girl. So the guy was cutting himself with stones. Next verse. But when he saw, I can talk on the word but. See, the Bible, when he saw Jesus, go to the previous verse, verse 5. Night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar, it means that the cutting and the incision was going on. So the demons were in action. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and he worshipped him. That's why people with demons can still come to church and they'll be fine. Until a little heat start boiling. Next verse. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee? When a demon wants to talk to Jesus, he first has to bow. So he bows and said, what have I got to Jesus, thou son of the most high God. And a person says, I don't believe that Jesus is the son of God. Demons are even more wiser than the person. Yes, because even demons, they know he's the son of God. Yes, see, there are some sins Satan himself cannot commit. One of it is atheism, to believe that there's no God. Even Satan cannot do that. So an atheist is committing a sin for the devil that the devil knows nothing about. Yeah. Because Satan himself, the Bible says that demons, even demons, they believe and they tremble. So to say that there's no God and you believe in God, it means that your case, go there, is beyond the register. I believe in Jesus. Atheist is worse than a demon. Yeah, it's worse than a demon because a demon believes that Jesus is the son. So, and any religion that says God does not have a wife to have a son, that's the answer here. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus, thou son of the most, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. When I talk about demonology, you understand. Maybe next year. Demons respect protocols. Satan himself respect protocols. So he says, I adjure thee. I won't say it. Next verse. I wanted to say something, but I won't say it because maybe Stephen will come and worry me. For he said, come out of the man, thou unclean. So Jesus, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Come out. He didn't say, and come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is your name? What is your name? And He answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. So one human being, 6,000 demons can stay in that. Human beings are very big. Okay, next verse. There are many, and he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Did you see that? Huh. Don't send us out of this country. Am I more dead? It means that Jesus can send them out of the territory. So say, please don't send our country. Aye. Now, there was there nigh on this a great herd of swine. As I did, it would be our own view. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter them. It means that demons can possess animals. Demons don't just possess human beings. You can have one cat in the house full of demons. Yeah, one dog. It's serious, though. I'm not kidding, though. Yeah, I'm not saying don't use cats. So the food that you cook for them, add a little bit of anointing oil so that you see what is happening. So, yeah. How many of you goat meat, chicken meat, full of demons? So they send us into the swine. So it tells you that demons can enter into things. All right? They can enter into water. They can enter into animals. They can enter into a tree and all of that. Because there are trees, when they cut, it comes back. I remember we were very young when they were doing the Ofanko Road. There was one that they cut and it would come back. They had to go and do libation now before they were able to cut it. So demons can the demons don't walk in the air. No, they can't be in the air. They have to find a body. They can't be in the air. They cast it out. The Bible says they look for where they can. So sometimes when they get no place, then they come back to see where they were casted out. Is there still a place for them? If there's a place, then they want other wandering demons. There's a place. Hey! They come and stay in. That's how demons are. So Jesus agreed. Next verse. And forthwith, Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine. Somebody asked me a question one day. I know the question is still in your head. How was Jesus able to listen to them? Because they asked. And I told the person, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. So demons can even ask better than some Christians. Why would Jesus, the demons say, please don't send us out of the country. Jesus says, okay. Put us in the swine. Jesus says, okay. Why? Ask and you shall receive. I'm not giving a revelation, though, please. Bible doesn't tell us that. Why? And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the head ran violently down a steep place into. They were about 2,000. So three demons is to one swine. Because this legion is 6,000, around 6,000. So 2 is to 3. 3 demons. One pork. People who eat pork. That's why the SDA people, they don't like, they won't take pork. Yeah, they are full of demons. And were choked in the sea. So they were choked. You know, when the Bible talks about, sometimes you have to be careful. He's not talking about Odogono. Sometimes it talks about a large river and all of that. So they were choked in it. When you see, what do you become? You become a caster of demons. You cast out demons. Say, I cast out demons. I cast out demons. One more time. I cast out demons. Come on. I cast out demons. I remember we were going for missions one day, and one lady, this, I don't know if it's a god or a stone there. And then madam, so really so that not knowing is the god of now, it's here god na pom pom and sharing the gospel. Like hey, you know that kind of thing. Inject or no. Then your god has vanished because my leg on that thing, the spirit cannot be inside. You have to go and find a new god. Hallelujah. I cast out. Where you meet a Christian who is scared of witches, he has not beheld.
Yes, sir.
When you see a Christian who has a dream, or you are there, you hear, you won't sleep in the room for 3 years. Say, Pastor, I don't know. In the evenings, you just hear crack, 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 crack. Yeah, some people hear crack, 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 crack. I can't sleep. Then you see one pastor, I say, okay, and Chambo Abono for 7. You know, so I cast out demons. You don't get it? I cast out demons. Then they say, oh, you have to burn some incense and burn a burning incense, Christian cooking water, cooking garlic. Yeah, put garlic and all of that around. Garlic is able to drive away his faith in his name. You just mark the territory of the place. Say, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit, but you will not be able to fly out. Yeah. Daddy's father did some. He went to stay in a house. He was a tenant in the house. And the house owner was a wizard. Yeah. And you just be misbehaving on top of the roof like that, dismantling their view. And the man declared one day, whoever you are, today, you will be arrested. No, he said, you will not be able to stay in this house again if you're in this house. And the man left with his house, the door opened. Never came to the place. So, and daddy's father was the second, there was the first tenant. So he naturally owner and was taking the money and taking it and spending the money on himself. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. I have power in the name of Jesus. You're not here with me. I say, I have power in the name of Jesus. So when you read this and you behold this, you become it. You shall meditate there and day and night. That thou so that you to do. You're looking into the word gives you the ability to perform the word. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 9. 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all the quarters, he came down to the saint which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man, Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. Put a different version there. Kept his bed. Some people would think that he bed somewhere in a cupboard. Put a different version there. There he met a man named Abel, who had been paralyzed and bedridden for 8 years. Next verse. Peter said to him, Aeneas, say Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your sleeping mat. And he was healed instantly. You are not here. Hallelujah. See, maybe you've not seen this thing before. I was invited to pray for a woman who has been bedridden for years. We're coming from Grace Manifesto. And I went with Osofo Rashid. Not this one. He just recently got born again. You know. And the woman could not feel the hey, kababa, hey, kababa, hey, kababa. Then Lord said, begin to worship. And they worship Shemun Ketalaba, you know. Then I told her, the man got to stop praying. I held the feet of the woman. Then the woman started shaking the leg like that. Ah, I'll never forget that miracle. Like that. I said, so me startled a bit. I'm like, Mama, stop the prayer. Mama, I say, light in Namimu. That's what he did. And the woman got up and walked before. He said, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Jesus heals you. Get up. He couldn't walk. Says, get up. Now, roll, bobo keteno. Sorry, call. Hallelujah. Get up. Get up and roll up your sleepy mat. And get out of here. There's something in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you read this, you become. Hallelujah. I said, when you read this, you will become. Hallelujah. I heal cripples. I have the power to heal the sick. That's what the Bible says. But you see, you know what? The test of our meditations is when we do one and it didn't work. Like when you do one, it doesn't work. You do another, it doesn't work. Say, oh, please, hey, forget it. Let me preach the word and be free. I heard a preacher say that I am a teacher, not a healer. I said, wow. You can never teach and not heal. It's never true. Because Jesus is teaching and the Bible says, as he taught, be kind. They'll be kind. I want to go. He's just talking. The kingdom of God is like a seed in the ground. And a man sowed it and it grew. And it became, then someone said, ah! What a man. He spoke with audacity. He spoke with authority. He spoke with power. Oh God. Hallelujah. I'm a Jesus person. I look like Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me take you to John. Let me just. I mean, a little bit. It's not bad. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Someone say glory. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ah, hallelujah. Shabbai. Chapter 5. After this was a feast of the Jews. And my Lord went up to Jerusalem. Now there is a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt. Put a different version there. Let's look at the halt. The Spirit of God was hovering upon the waters. Go back to 2. Inside the city, near the sheep gate, was the pool of Bethesda with 5 covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, they lay on the porches. Next verse, put us in King James. We are done with what we want to see. Let's go to the power version. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first apple of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there. Another certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. 38 years. Next verse. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, do you want to be made whole? Next verse. The man said, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. And Jesus says, you're waiting. All the pool lives here. No, when I come here, don't wait for any pool again. I'm the worker, hallelujah. Jesus said unto him, no pool. See, I can teach on this for a long time. It was not the season to be healed. Oh, see, that scripture that says that, oh, they use, though sorrow may last for the night, though sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. This is the scripture. It's not, you are a Christian, don't say those things. The Bible says the night is past. We live in the morning. So Jesus says that no waiting. You are saying sorrow will last for the night, but joy comes. The joy has come. This is your morning. You are not waiting for a season. I am your season of healing. Woo, hallelujah. And Jesus said unto him, rise, my God. Rise, take up thy bed and walk. 38 long years. What an instruction. Continue. Let's continue. Man, let's continue. And immediately, the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on this day was the Sabbath. So, man, hallelujah. Everything put together was not supposed to bring healing to the man. Number one, it was not the season. The waters has not been stirred. Number two, Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to thy bed. They were not happy for his healing. But they had a problem carrying a bed. That's what religion can do. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody is sick for 38 years. And the person has been healed. And you are thinking about carrying a bed. Now that's what a lot of, it's not just Sabbath people. It's all people who are religious. When you wear a scarf to church, you go to hell. I was born and bred in sin. And Jesus came to save me. And you're thinking about a scarf? A woman who wears trousers will go to hell. Lean, already you are in hell. I was born in sin. And Jesus came down from heaven. And you think it's going to take somebody to hell because of a trouser? Are you okay? Hallelujah. They say all makeup is from the Marine Kingdom. I have an auntie, 31st, we went for a wedding. One of my cousins was marrying, the one who got married to a Muslim. And so I got this, makeup people to do the makeup for all the aunties. Because, you know, our mothers have grown. We don't want to see any kind of face. Then there's this auntie of mine. He's, I know, pastor, you know, the one who said he saw Jesus. They were coming to do that. They say, he said, no, are they waiting? No. It's from the Water Kingdom. I just said, I didn't talk. She got married yesterday's week.
Okay.
And she was all in makeup. Then she said, it's just for once. What's wrong with you? You think Jesus came to die? To send people to hell because of makeup? Are you okay? Because of paint that every day he washes. That's what religious people are. Hey, what? Who is carrying the bed? They say, oh, it's the guy who has been there for 38 long years. He's been here. He said, hey. Put it down. Today is Saturday. It's a Sabbath day. Next verse. He answered them. He answered them. He that made my God. It's not about Sabbath. It's not about your law. Somebody made me whole. He that made me whole. The one who did what he couldn't do. He that made me whole. The same said unto me, there is a man of your Sabbath. His name is Jesus. He said unto me, today is the Sabbath day. Take up your bed and walk back home. My God. Glory to God. One time Jesus told the Jews, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. You can't put me in your religion. I am the master of the Sabbath. Listen, let's continue. Aha. Hey. He that made me whole. The same man. Said unto me, take up thy bed. glory and walk. Next verse. Sit down, sit down. Sit down. Let's try and wrap up. I love Jesus. And he that was healed wist not, he didn't know who it was. For Jesus had conveyed away a multitude being there. So there were a lot of people. After Jesus healed, he said, all right, come around, come around. Rise up, take up that bed and walk. And he's moving. Ah, what a man, boy, what a man. He just get up, take thy bed and walk. The man started walking. By the time the man finished folding the bed, he was gone. Next verse. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. This is not the case. I'll explain that. Next verse. Next verse. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus. Hallelujah. Which had made him whole. Next verse. Hallelujah. And therefore did the Jews persecute us. That is what religion does. Somebody has healed somebody. And the person, oh, this is the one who healed me. Oh, thank you so much. This brother has been a long time. Thank you. They started persecuting. How dare you heal on the Sabbath? How dare you? Look at it. And sought to slay him because he had done those things on the Sabbath day. Because he had healed on the Sabbath day. Right there in the book. Next verse. But Jesus answered them. Jesus said, he has a very sarcastic way of throwing cheek. He says that, my father works, and so I work too. Now, you will not understand on the face value. Who is the progenitor of the Sabbath? God is the one who told them to keep the Sabbath. And he's telling them, my father, God, the one who gave you the Sabbath, is working on the Sabbath day. And I'm also working. If he's not working, the power to heal the sick will not be.
That's right.
So he's working. He made power available to heal. So he's the first culprit. Next verse. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. Because he not only had broken the Sabbath, he said also that God was his father, making himself equal with God. Always check religious people. When you are happy, they are not okay. They are not okay. I know a musician, either Ampons, the guy was a Seventh-day Adventist. And some way, somehow, they were singing. You know those who they like, and their songs, some of them are very powerful. They were singing. The guy had never heard a message on tongues. Nobody has taught him how to pray in tongues and all of that. And the guy started praying in tongues. Do you know what they did? They carried the guy out of the church. And they almost piano to Abonti. And then the new student said, never come here again. Nobody ever thought to sit the guy down to teach the guy, oh, okay, your tongues is not even good. They carried. See, religious, they are never happy that you are happy. Why are you dancing? You are dancing too much. Why are you dancing too much? Don't be dancing like that. It's just go like this. Yesterday I saw some dances. Yeah. I went to preach at Elijah's mother's church. And I was with elder. They were singing. And I was clapping. I'm like, wow. That's how he was clapping. I think, wow. So if this guy grows like that, say, why are you clapping rough? The women are, when women are dancing, men should stand when they finish. We don't dance together. Hey. So the moment, and maybe somebody comes and the person is dancing, say, why? Hold on. Don't dance like that. They are not happy. I remember we're in church and Daddy was preaching and I was enjoying it. I was shouting. One woman came for me. Ain't woman in tea? I nearly told the woman, I didn't make that one soon. You don't want me to be happy in church in my own father's house? Hallelujah. So, no. Sometimes somebody enters a church without a scarf and you see one dickness. Yeah. He's already, I don't know where they get the scarf from. Katautriso. That's what happens. And he says he did not just call God his. No, he didn't just break the Sabbath. He's calling God his father, making himself equal with God. So my father, my G, he works and I also work. Say, guys, we will kill. Next verse. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say, the Son of God can do nothing of himself. But what? My God. But what? Look into the word. But what? Come on. But what? But what? So Jesus said, on the Sabbath day, I saw God healing. Yeah. I saw God healing. So when it's Sabbath, you don't have to go and collect your money. If somebody is owing you, you have to wait. Don't worry. Until somebody is owing you $2 million and the person is going to abroad, that's Saturday. You will now learn how Sabbath. Hallelujah. One time Jesus told them, if your goats and your monkeys and your cows, if they fall into the ditch, would you say because it's the Sabbath, you won't take them out? You hypocrite. Yeah. Jesus had healed. You know the woman who was bowed like that? And he said, there are many days you can come for healing. As though they will be able to give the healing, Jesus is away. But it's not the Sabbath day. We don't heal on the Sabbath. Here we are listening to the word of God. Let's just quietly listen to the word. It's not Sabbath. You are disturbing the service. Yeah, and Jesus said, you are hypocrites. Because Saturday, if your goat run away near catch you, say, your monkey or your goat, yeah, is in the valley. Won't you go and take the out? And they were looking at his face. And Jesus said, you are hypocrites. He sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Let's move on. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these. That's all. Hallelujah. So when you see this, what do you become? You become exactly what you see. Praise the name of the Lord. See, this is our inspiration for making time with the Bible. This is our inspiration for making time studying the word of God. Hallelujah. Except you don't want to become something. But if you really want to become something in the word, you've got to meditate. Let's go back to Joshua 1. Let's try and wrap up. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate, ponder therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Get your mind ready. Begin to study the Bible. Hallelujah. Because in the study of the Bible, you become something. Your life will totally be changed. You become a wonder. Hallelujah. You become a wonder to men. Say, I carry light. One more time, I carry light. Be upstanding. Say, I carry light. I carry light. One more time, I carry light. I carry light. In the name of Jesus. You want to speak in the spirit? Pray like you mean it. Thank you, Father, for the light in your word.
A sound of grace.
I have in me the burning.